House Assistant Majority Whip Rhonda Menlove says it's time.
It's really important that we address autism. We can't walk away from this population. These children and families need help.
That's why Menlove is spearheading an effort this legislative session to get more support for Utah families who have children with autism spectrum disorders. In House Bill 272, she proposes a two-year pilot program where qualifying families would receive $30,000 worth of services a year.
The services will be applied behavior analysis, which is an ABA. It's a kind of behavior program that helps children interact with adults and peers and helps them to follow instructions and listen and learn.
House Majority Whip Greg Hughes has been working on the legislation as well and says while some are unhappy that not everyone will qualify if the bill is passed, he would rather see some get the funding than no one at all.
There will be only a certain amount of families that will be able to access this. It won't be for every child with autism in the state, but again, we want to leave this session with something that is good public policy.
Hughes says he and others advocating for the bill are playing their cards carefully. This is the second time a plan like this has been introduced in the legislature. In 2009, a bill that would have created an autism coverage mandate for insurance companies failed. If there is not enough support around the pilot program, Hughes says they'll push for such a mandate again.
We're committed to not if we're going to do something this year, but how? We're hoping to get that coalition and that support to this pilot program. Absent the support, the mandate bill is still there, and it's still a viable option.
Under the pilot program, children 2 through 6 years old who qualify for Medicaid or receive state funding will be eligible for the services. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.